Pakistan is not on the list of seven countries that are under the temporary travel ban, but longtime Alaska resident Shella Anjum is still nervous about traveling to her home country. She arrived in Alaska in 1977 after leaving Pakistan in 1968 to attend college in the United States. She is a naturalized citizen and has traveled almost annually to visit her family in the city of Karachi in Pakistan. Anjum was at the airport in Anchorage this morning waiting to board a plane for her annual visit. She's traveling without her husband and daughter, both U.S.-born citizens, and she says she's nervous.
I mean, I know that I have an American passport and that I have lived in this country for a very long time, but there's been so much uncertainty about what is coming down from Washington that nobody seems to know what to expect. And I think the uncertainty that bothers me, and also the scenes that I've seen at airports all over the world, I am pretty sure that I will come back without any problem. But I cannot say that I am 100% sure.
Because you're having some anxiety about it, did you think about postponing your trip?
No, because I believe as a citizen of this country, I have the right to travel where I want to, places that will accept the American passport. I can go there. And as a citizen of this country, I have the right to come back. I am not going on any kind of a trip that has any other purpose but to visit my family, and I plan to travel in Pakistan, and I hope to write a few essays about being there. I am a frequent visitor to the Swat Valley, where Malala Yousafzai, the Nobel laureate winner, is from. I know Malala, and I've been to Swat, and I've stayed in her home. And I will go back to Swat again, and I want to write about how the women of Swat are doing.
Pakistan is not on the list of seven countries, but it does border Iran. What do you think this means for these two countries that are neighbors? One of them is on the list, one of them is not.
You know, Pakistan is known as the place where Osama bin Laden lived and where he was killed. And there are numerous terroristic organizations in the country, very fanatical Muslims. And there have been a few incidents in this country, the one in California, the one I believe in the South, where the person who killed some Americans was originally from Pakistan. So I would not be surprised if maybe the administration is thinking about adding Pakistan on the list, or at least making things more difficult for the people from there to travel to the United States.
Shella Anjum is a longtime Anchorage resident. She left this morning for an annual visit to her family in Pakistan.